All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of real talk, fresh perspectives, and a whole lot of motivation. Today's topic, something super important, something that affects all of us, building healthy relationships and setting those powerful boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly walking on eggshells? You know that feeling when someone takes advantage of your generosity, or maybe you've pushed aside your own needs to please others? Well, I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be this way. We're going to dive deep into what makes a relationship truly healthy, how to communicate your needs effectively, and the incredible power of setting boundaries. Trust me, folks, learning to say no is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself. So, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid relationships. First up, recognize that healthy relationships are a two-way street. It's not about constantly giving and never receiving. Both parties need to feel respected, heard, and valued. Think of it like a dance. It takes both partners moving in sync to create something beautiful. Second, communication is key. Learn to express your needs and feelings clearly and honestly. Don't be afraid to say what you think and feel, even if it's uncomfortable. Remember, good communication isn't about winning arguments, it's about understanding each other. And let's be real. Sometimes that means having those tough conversations. But trust me, they're worth it in the long run. Third, boundaries are your best friend. They define what's acceptable and unacceptable behavior in a relationship. Setting clear boundaries protects your emotional well-being and allows you to feel safe and respected. Think of them like fences around your personal space. They keep things organized and prevent unwanted intrusions. You don't have to apologize for setting boundaries. It's about taking care of yourself. Next up, remember that healthy relationships require effort from both sides. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. There will be disagreements and challenges along the way. But what separates strong relationships from weak ones is the willingness to work through those issues together, with empathy and understanding. Lastly, never forget your own worth. You deserve to be treated with respect and kindness. Surround yourself with people who value you for who you are, not who they want you to be. Remember that saying no sometimes is a sign of strength, not weakness. It's about prioritizing your well-being and setting the stage for healthy, fulfilling relationships. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah's always been a people pleaser, saying yes to every request, even when she felt overwhelmed. One day, her best friend asked her to move furniture on a short notice, right before a major presentation at work. Sarah hesitated, knowing it would disrupt her prep time, but she couldn't bring herself to say no. She ended up stressed, unprepared, and feeling resentful towards her friend. Sound familiar? This is where boundaries come in. If Sarah had established clear boundaries around her time and energy, she could have politely declined the request, explaining her prior commitment. Remember, folks, real relationships thrive on open communication, mutual respect, and healthy boundaries. So, start practicing those no's today. Communicate your needs clearly, and watch those relationships blossom. Okay, let's recap. Today we learned that building strong, healthy relationships is a two-way street, requiring open communication, clear boundaries, and a commitment from both parties. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect and kindness, so don't be afraid to prioritize your well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these takeaways today. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform or join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #DopamineDeclutter and let me know how you're building those healthy relationships. And remember, keep decluttering that dopamine one step at a time. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.